Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. A client I was coaching told me that he was frustrated that all the no's he heard when he asked his leader, his direct supervisor, for approvals or permission to act on his ideas. He said it happened with frequency and he was rather demoralized. No is all he heard, and he asked me for help. I said to him, rather flippantly actually, stop asking. Just do it. Take the risk you'll get in trouble. More often than not, you won't. As long as you don't break any laws and don't violate the company core values, take a chance. And if you do get in trouble, take your lumps. Look, here's the thing. Leaders should be looking for people who want to change the world. People who want to change the world are movers and shakers, who push boundaries and upset apple carts. The best leaders want it in their team members. They yearn for it. They seek out that kind of ambition. And yes, it's also true some leaders don't like it. If your leader doesn't like it, you may be in the wrong place. I know I would be. But before I would do something drastic, it's a perfect topic to discuss and ask, can I ask that you please trust my judgment to do the right thing? And may I have your permission to act without asking? You never know. You may get it. Just doing it without asking is especially true with acts of kindness. Recently, there was a funeral in our neighborhood. An older gentleman had died, and at the service, I overheard several attendees saying to the grieving spouse, if there's anything we can do, please tell us. Look, I know they mean well and they're sincere, but let's face it, that offer does not help the grieving spouse. Is she really going to make a list of needs and then divide them between 5 or 8 or 10 neighbors and call each one? No, of course not. So face the facts. It's an empty offer. And this may anger you if you do it, but the truth is, that empty offer does nothing more than get you off the hook because you get the credit for the offer and you know they won't call. You're better off and more sincere in your kindness if you don't offer. Instead, just do it. My wife made a full-scale dinner for the family staying at the widow's house, probably 10 or 12 people. Right out of the oven, we took it over to their house, rang the doorbell, and you should have seen the surprised and delighted looks on their faces and heard the gratefulness they expressed. Now, had we asked them if they'd like us to prepare dinner, I'm sure they would have thanked us and said, but no, please don't go to any trouble. Better to just do it. Look, if you really want to help someone, if you really want to help your team, you really want to help your organization, just do it. And if there are consequences, deal with them later. Listen, I'd much rather get in trouble for being a self-starter, a go-getter, a take-action person than to be reprimanded because I always waited to be asked, or I only do what's asked, nothing more, and never go the extra mile. Be the go-for-it person. Better to beg forgiveness than ask permission. Be that person. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.